We're called chocolate biscuits because we always bring chocolate biscuits to this session, and also we're embracing our skin colour because chocolate biscuits come in different sizes and shapes and shades.
Okay, so basically, when I first came to the UK, I didn't know any English, and it was kind of hard for my mum to help me with English. And then, basically, I used to do my homework without understanding it. And also, when I went to London, my cousins, I can't really remember it, but my cousins told me that I used to say, like, when I came to London, my cousins was like to me, what do you want to have? And then after, I was like, bulgur. And even though like I didn't realise my mistake, but bulgur is like in Italian, and since they were born in the UK, it's normally burger. So I kept saying what bulgur, bulgur, and they kept mocking me for saying like bath. I was trying to say bath, but I was saying bath.
Bath, like a bath.
You know, like when you say a bath. Yeah, I kept saying bath, like, with an F. And then, like, they kept telling me different, like, things from what they normally say.
Do you still have bits of Italian accent sometimes?
Yeah, I do, but then I just don't speak Italian. But if you ask me to say something, I can say it in Italian.
Say something.
Well, you need to tell me what to say. So if you say something, I can read what you
say. Say something.
Huh?
Say something.
Ciao, mi chiamo Karima. What else?
My name is Kalima.
Quanto anni hai? Quanto anni hai? It basically means what's your age. So you guys need to ask me what's my age.
Quanto Karima? I mean,
how old are you? I forgot what 14 was now.
We spent time a long time ago. I mean, it was like in August, but like we went on a trip on a coach to a place called Degno. And we had a lot of fun there. Everybody, yeah? Yeah, we all went, us three, me and Minna and Sidra, we all went on a coach, and it was really nice. Like, there was this non-Somali man who's talking about teaching our culture, and it was really educational because we were...
I can't say white.
They're gonna get offended. Okay, can I just say white man?
Yeah, but
it was a nice white man. That talked about us, our culture, lots of educational stuff, and lots of the children. I'm sure they learned lots of the language as well.
A lot of fun stuff.
We met we got the goats. Everyone was scared of them.
Yeah.
We went at the in the night. We went up this very steep hill. It was very muddy, and like I still have the scratches today. And like there were so many thorns and stuff like that. And yeah, it wasn't very nice at that walk. But the day walk, on the other hand, it was nicer because you could see where you're going for once, and like you could just see the nature. It was like a few hours long, like 3 hours, 2 hours, but it was worth it because at the end we went onto this like really big hill, and it was very nice.
It was a night where I was on my way to a mosque, and we went to one mosque, and I went with my sister and my cousin. Well, my friends came, and my sister decided to stay with my friends, and then me and my cousin decided to go to a different mosque. So we were on our way, and then we saw this guy that was in front of us checking his pocket and looking back at us, and then we found him suspicious. And then I said to my cousin that I don't want to go on from here, so let's go back home because I'm a bit sus of this man. And then we ran back, and then the guy started chasing us, so we ran, and then I was wearing sandals. It was like about 2018, and I took off my shoes and I started running. We were wearing long jilbabs, and I was scared that my cousin was going to get caught because I just left England and I was like one of the fast students in my class. So I started running, and the guy was very slow, and my cousin was like 8 meters apart from him, so I was scared that my cousin was going to get caught, but she was running at her best speed. So we ran, and then we were like near home, so we went to our house, and the guy stopped chasing us at like the corner of our house. So then after that, we decided never to go back to our mosque at that time, and it was in Ramadan month, so yeah.
Hi, my name's Sidra. I'm going to talk about the things I liked back in Hargeisa. One of those things might be the fact that we had a huge open space, so we could just run around and do whatever we wanted. There was also, like, safety in a way. You wouldn't just walk around and immediately be scared that someone would chase you or something. Yeah, it was basically just a safe space. I also kind of liked the way that everything was. There was like a lot to do outside and not a lot to do inside. So it was basically you were forced to go outside. There was like all of the different wildlife and stuff that you'd see everywhere. So yeah, it was a lot different to England, how England used to be all rainy and stuff. Hargeisa was very, very sunny. There was like one bit of rain, I think.
I'm the oldest in my family, and I have two younger siblings, and in my family, I would say that I kind of have more pressure. No, say if I got a test result, my siblings feel like they try to beat me, because I'm like, a role model they look up to. I think nurture helped me grow as like a person, because if like I went to school and there wasn't people like me, I don't think I would have many friends. And because when there's people that look like me, I feel like we can relate more, there's common ground. So
I'm the middle child, and I feel like I get most of the jobs because my older siblings are way older, and they want the younger siblings to do the work. I have two younger siblings, and they don't really do stuff. They do it sometimes. Me and one of my younger siblings, we're nearly the same age. We're like close, so we do most of the same stuff. And yeah, I feel like the older siblings are mostly the role model to the younger siblings, and like whatever they do, the young siblings copy them. Yeah, so they should be like a good role model.
I'm Emil, and I'm like the second youngest, and I do the littlest jobs in the house. I do the like putting shoes away. I used to be the youngest for like 7 years, and then loads of people when my little sister was born, everyone thought I was jealous. But then I wasn't really. I was just like, I got used to it, and then
being the second oldest isn't that bad, but like at the same time, I really don't like being the second oldest. It's because the youngest always gets love and attention. The oldest is just like too old to do stuff. So like it's either me and my younger sister in the middle that have to do stuff. And it's just like sometimes a bit like me being given all the responsibilities and stuff like that, but at the same time it's all right. So like, I don't know.
Hi, my name is Claudia, and I'm the second youngest. And like I don't really get what a second youngest is meant to have, like all the love and attention. But I didn't get that. I usually like do what the oldest is meant to do, like their things and that. And like all the chores and that, that's what I do.
Hi, my name is Saad, and I'm the oldest. I feel that there's a lot of like you have to carry a lot of responsibilities most of the time, and mainly because like you're expected to like teach the youngers and like help them grow into being good and like mature people. This can it's okay, because like I get why we would need to, but sometimes it can feel a bit stressful or like annoying when like it's like you, or it's like on your shoulders.
My mum, I'm
quite close to her because she's usually like at home. She's the one who picks me up, drops me off to most of my like the things I do. And like my siblings, completely different. I don't really socialize with them, and I don't really like talk to them that much. Like, yeah, and when I do talk to them, it's usually like, where's the food? Here. And then the conversation stops.
I sometimes, like, I can be, like, a loud, talkative person, and I think that's, like, nurture, because, I feel like my whole family is quite loud, quite active, quite, like, energetic, so I feel like that's, like, an environment that, like, I grew up in, and, like, my parents, my siblings were all quite loud, all quite active, and that's where, like, I got that loudness, bubbliness from. That's what I think.
Me and my siblings, we don't talk that much, but when we do talk, it's usually, like, arguing, and, like, me and my parents, we're close, but then, and, like, we're closer to my siblings, like...
I'm more closer to my mum, because, like, I share stuff with her, and we talk, and I don't really talk to my siblings. Me and Khairia, we talk sometimes, because, like, we're kind of the same, we're close age, and, yeah, I think we understand each other and stuff. Same goes with my mum.
Thanks for listening. I hope you all enjoy.